Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
You're listening to Your Network of Praise. This is Marcy. So Dave has told me I have to go and meet all our new artists, our Christian artists that we're playing all the time. So I've been tracking people down. And today I found John Reddick, and I'm super excited to talk to you, John. So thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I was so glad to talk to you. Okay. We've been playing a lot of songs where you're actually featured on there. And we have songs like God Turn It Around and You Keep Hope Alive. I was just telling you, I sing those songs at like full volume. I'm a big fan of that. But we would like to get to know you a little more. We've gotten to hear some of your music. We know your songs. But we need to hear some, like, these are important questions. The rapid fire kind of questions, but they're going to help us get to know you a little better. Okay, so first one on the list, always. Are you in the camp of coffee or tea?
Tea. I'm in the camp of tea. Yeah, I'm not a fan of bitter taste that much, so I go to Starbucks to get tea.
You and Dave would get along real good. That's it. Yeah, and I don't like bitter either. That's why I technically drink creamer, and then I put coffee in it, essentially.
That's what I do. I add a lot of cream. No, I drink cream, and I add coffee to it. That's my whole joke. So I'm glad to know somebody else. I thought the joke was original, but...
Get along just fine.
Right. No, it's hilarious.
Okay, so it's the morning show. People are getting ready. Tell us, what does breakfast look like for you? What are you eating in the morning?
Well, if I'm cooking it or my wife is cooking it, then eggs. I love eggs. Protein. Yeah. Just get protein. But if not, then it's going to be the turkey sandwich from Starbucks with the tea.
Smart. Protein. That's always good in the morning. I like that. Speaking of your wife, you just recently got married, right? How long have you been married now?
5 weeks now. Oh, April 20th. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, so back to food questions. Sorry, these are really important. do you have a favorite cookie?
That's hard. I do have a favorite cookie. My favorite cookie is probably oatmeal raisin. But when I go to the grocery store, the first thing I do is I go to the cookie aisle. I get the Archway oatmeal cookies, and I kind of just open the package and start eating them. And then by the time I get to the register, I've taken like a half empty package. I ring up a half empty package. So it's
you need that sustenance to get through the grocery store. I get it. I totally get it. That's funny. That's so great. So I was reading a little bit. I have just kind of a funny thing because I was reading up on your music influences, and I saw in there, I listened to a lot of the same music, and Boyz II Men was on your list, okay? So the reason I happen to bring that up is because that is the first cassette tape that I owned was Boyz II Men. But can you share, besides Boyz II Men, what were some of your musical influences?
Oh, man. Any of those R&B in the 90s, I think Boyz II Men, Jodeci, all of those guys. New Edition was probably my first. But Stevie Wonder is one of my most... you can't not love Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. but yeah, and then R.I.P. Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin. I just love listening to music, to be honest. I love Coldplay and U2 and and some kind of way the Dixie Chicks got on my radar. I don't know.
That's so great. That's so funny. Okay, so that actually is a tagline to the last really kind of rapid fire question I have for you is who are you listening to in Christian radio right now? Like, even if it's unique, I'd love to hear what you're listening to.
One of my favorite songs right now is Holy Forever. I'm in a season where God is really pointing me to direct people to his feet, like in a different way. There's just something about his presence and about kind of the Revelation 7 kind of idea of angels bowing down and falling before him and people with white robes, you know, just that whole all of us around the throne is really, really pressing in my heart right now.
Okay, that actually also kind of relates to a question I have for you, because you are a worship pastor, and I feel like worship is so important. It's something we all like. We all need to come to the feet of Jesus, right? So what has God taught you? What do you encourage with the people that are in your church? And when it comes to just that, like coming to Jesus' feet and saying, laying it all down for him.
My mentor told me a while back, you know, we talked about the division that the country has gone through for decades or hundreds of years and everything. And he said if the country would be healed, then the church would be at the crux of that. And I remember a couple of weeks later, I just feeling like God had spoke to me and saying, if the church is going to be the crux of that, then the worship is going to be at the core of that. It is a place where we have to lay things down. So I think in a way, worship is one of the most vital parts of us uniting people, as humans. You know? Yeah.
I love that. Yes. I'm also wanting to ask you just about when it comes to, like, music is obviously a great platform for getting to speak out to people. Like, who does God lay on your heart specifically? Like, who are you sensitive to that you feel like God is really asking you to reach out to minister to? Who do you think, who comes to mind when you think of that?
I think the thing that hits me the most is really just people who are going through some of the hardest things in their lives. Trauma is a real thing, and we all face trauma in different ways. And so a lot of times it's that, but also sometimes it's also those who are trying to figure out how to navigate through the hardest feelings in life. Like, I don't know, I'm a feeler kind of guy. And so like, I'm real adamant about like my kids being like, hey, feel that feeling all the way through, navigate through that, you know, don't rush over it. You know, take the time to sit in the things that God is asking us to sit in so we can figure out how to be on the other side. You know?
Amen. It does us no good to push those feelings down and just not deal with them. So yeah, amen. Keep that up. I would love to hear, I've noticed as a part of your story that your mom seemed to be very supportive of you growing up as far as with those skills that you have, those piano skills, the art skills. I've seen some of your art. It's beautiful. I would love to hear a little bit. What did that look like growing up with your mom being your support system, in your support system?
My mom, she did a lot of spontaneous singing, like in the car and stuff like that. she was and still does play piano for church. She's always a church pianist, and she's a songwriter. But she was also kind of a hard on you. So I think I was 8, I decided I didn't want to take piano anymore. Well, later on, when I was a teenager, I was like, hey, can you show me something? She said, nope. I was like, wait, what do you mean? Nope, you didn't want to learn then. But the crazy thing is that actually helped me in a way where I learned how I figured stuff out. I mean, until I went to college and took more, a lot of what I was doing was just figuring out how to make sound. And that is probably something that I'll never not be thankful for. Yeah.
I have a feeling that God gave her wisdom in that moment, because I really think I could see how that would be. That's amazing. So tell me about your latest song that's hidden. I would love to hear the heart behind it.
I got an opportunity to go to Israel, and I remember they had taken us up on the top of a mountain. I didn't know I was on top of a mountain. I guess it was kind of weird, but I guess we came the back way or something. And I get ready to walk up to the ledge. They're like, hey, you got to go to the ledge. I look over the ledge, and I see the Sea of Galilee in front of me. And I can see all the way across, 7 miles across. I can almost see the 12 miles from north to south. And it was such a crazy moment. I remember all the Bible stories I had read and heard and everything. They just kind of rushed in at one time. And I remember with tears in my eyes just saying, Jesus, if I never believed before, I sure do believe now. And that was 2019. And 2020 came, you know, hit our world really hard. And then I remember in 2022, I went to my church's writing session. And there was a song I brought in there. And it was just basically, man, with everything that we've gone through, I still believe. And I sat down with some friends, David Leonard, Jonathan Smith, Daniel Carson, Jess Cates, and we started writing this song, I Believe It, The Life of Jesus.
It is such a great song. You can actually hear it for yourself at johnreddickmusic.com. Make sure you check that out. Of course, we also play it here on Your Network of Praise. Thanks, John, for visiting with me.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.